Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Astro Bodybuilding Figure Bikini fans? Mike Newman here, back at it again. Exciting weekend coming up, the most exciting weekend of the year. Every single show I've been to and done and talked about all the stuff this coming weekend, the Nashville Olympia is finally taking place. It's not just Nashville, though. It's the 20th anniversary INBA, PNBA, Nashville Olympia. And how fitting that I got a guest with me tonight, a very special guest here to co-host the show with me tonight. She is the VP of Operations at INBA Global. She's out of California. Let's give it up for Denise Kakos. What's happening, Denise?
Hey, Mike. How's it going? So excited to be on the show with you today.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you on the show with me as well. I think we complement each other well. So we're going to make a good show of it, and it's going to be a half an hour of nonstop Nashville Olympia Talk Radio. So here we go.
First of all, I've
covered a lot of, I've covered pretty much every organization there is in the Nashville bodybuilding, figure, and fitness. And the PNBA is entirely different in that they don't just have a show that you show up to in a high school auditorium on a Saturday afternoon and compete in some boring town and can't do anything. They make a spectacle out of it. It's a four-day weekend, and there's always something going on nonstop. And the PNBA always has their shows in the coolest places and the coolest cities. So as a competitor, once you're done competing, you can always find something fun to do because that's just the way the PNBA does it. We compete in fun cities. This year it's in Vegas at the Rio, so it doesn't get much better than that when it comes to venues. So it makes the competitors feel very special. But it all starts on Thursday night with the mixer. So let's talk about the idea of the mixer and how it came about and what all takes place at this mixer, Denise.
Yep, so we love to just spend time with our global family and help other athletes create new friendships with people around the world. So that's why my father introduced the mixer. We invite all of the PNBA elite natural athletes to join the mixer on Thursday night, as well as the country officials. And then staff as well. So, and also vendors, the vendors and the sponsors that support Natural Bodybuilding and the Natural Olympia. So we all just kind of get together, we get to mingle, we get to share stories, we get to rekindle, old friendships or, just kind of talk back about when so-and-so was at the World Championships, a couple years ago or just recently. So it's just nice to kind of break the ice with everybody, meet new people, and then also meet familiar faces.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll be there Thursday afternoon, so I'll be there in plenty of time to make the mixer. And when you say global family, one thing that stands out about the PNBA from all the rest is that it truly is a global family. You see a lot of the same competitors every single year, and they might not always be competing, but they'll be in the audience. Every time you go to the Nashville Olympia or any PNBA pro show, really, you see a lot of the same people every single time out. And so it truly is a family here in the PNBA. And there's a reason why they keep coming back for more, and there's a reason why they stay loyal to the PNBA, and it's because of the way they treat their competitors. And like I've told you guys before, anytime you can get 20 competitors to fly over here from Australia just to compete in the Nashville O, there's something special going on with INBA Global. So that takes it into the Friday, which consists mainly of amateurs. I know we got to play. It's going to be action-packed all weekend long from the time I get there until the time I leave. But Friday is mainly amateurs. So let's talk about what classes and who we might run into on Friday as to who to be on the lookout for.
All right, sounds good. So we have a couple of men's physique amateurs that are going to be ones to look out for. One of them is going to be, he just won this past weekend at the World Cup. His name is, I'm looking for my paperwork.
We're looking for an amateur here. Yes, we like to hype up the amateurs here, not just the pros. So I want to give the amateurs some love. But yeah, you were there. So who do you got for us?
His name is Andres. And I'm looking through all this paperwork. His name is Andre Fiala. Yep,
oh,
from
Andre Fiala. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so that guy, he actually won his, he actually qualified for pro status, but he's probably going to compete as an amateur again because in the PNBA, if you haven't done a pro show yet, you can still compete as an amateur at the Nashville Olympia. Now, I wonder, why would somebody want to do that? If you're already a pro, why would you want to compete as an amateur when you already could just compete as a pro? I mean, that means he's got to try to peak as an amateur, hopefully not get beat by other amateurs, and then go on to compete as a pro. Why not just go straight to the pro class? What's your take on that, Denise?
Well, how it works is you earn your pro qualification, and then once you decide to turn pro, you'll take that step, and that final step will be on Saturday. So he does have the option to compete one last time on Friday as an amateur. He wants to
probably
win two gold medals. That's kind of the mentality that some athletes have. So hopefully he can do that. If not, he can still place, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever the case may be. But he did earn his pro qualification at the World Cup, and he did win that at the World Cup. So he can go ahead and move on to Saturday as a pro.
Yeah. I can understand wanting to go for that gold medal, because in the PNBA you're going for a gold, silver, or bronze medal as opposed to a top five like you might be used to in some other pro shows. And what about this figure amateur that won the World Cup? Her name is Barbara. Is it Bagnality or something like that?
Yeah,
Barbara,
she is,
I know
from
her first
Italy.
Barbara. From Italy.
She's from Italy, and she did the same thing. She won figure and as amateur, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be going as pro on Saturday, so that's one to look out for. She came with a vengeance and did some damage at the World Cup. She also, I believe, competed in physique as well.
Yeah, well, she'll have to work that out
for
her then. She's going to be doing a figure masters, so we're cut out for her there. But we're going to talk about some more figure masters girls that she'll be running up against here in a little bit. That's one of the top off some amateurs that you could be on the lookout for. Like, what's Wes Lofstrom is a bodybuilder that's going to be in the amateur division in bodybuilding, and he really brought the conditioning, and this is the guy that knew at the Minnesota Mayhem, he came in fuller for bodybuilding during the daytime prejudging. Then at the night show, he brought in a little bit better conditioning for classic physique, I think. However it was, he peaked just right, did what he had to do, so he's total control of the way he wants his body to look, but look for him to bring even better conditioning to the bodybuilding stage here at the National Olympia. But he's going to be up against Paul Spangel. And Paul really brings the conditioning. So let's talk about Paul and what you know about him, because I think Wes is going to be in the tall class, which means even more trouble for him if that's the case. But first, let's talk about the short class and who the favorite is. It's Paul Spangel in the short class, an amateur pro body. Well, he's a pro, but he hasn't competed as a pro yet, so he's going to compete as an amateur, and he's going to be tough to beat.
Yep, Paul definitely brings it in a good package. He was actually at the Australian International when I went on September 16th, and my gosh, I don't know, those glutes of his were ripped to shreds, so, and his entire body. So he knows what he's doing. He has competed as an amateur before at the Natural Olympia a few years ago, and I'll tell you what, his heart's in it and his determination is in it, and he's real excited to come over and compete.
What's the cutoff for height between the short class and the tall class? Do you know off the top of your head there?
It's going to be for the short, the tallest will be 5'8", and then it'll be 5'9" and up for tall.
Yeah, I want to say Wes Lofstrom was going to be in the tall division, but Wes would be a pretty good matchup for Paul Spangel, because Paul's not extremely huge. He's got the conditioning, he's got enough size to win a class at most shows, but his size is pretty comparable to Wes Lofstrom. But if Wes happens to be in the tall division, he's going to run into Rob Terry, who is probably going to make everybody look small, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we got the heights here. So Wes is 5'10", and Rob Terry 6'4", so it's quite the difference, that's for sure.
Okay, so Wes will be in the tall division. Rob Terry, and let's see, didn't he get a clean sweep at Team USA, this Rob Terry?
He sure did, yep, for classic physique and open bodybuilding as well.
Yeah, so since Rob Terry hasn't competed as a pro yet, he's going to compete as an amateur one more time at the National Olympia, make for a very interesting amateur bodybuilding division. And for those of you who haven't heard of Rob Terry, he's the Welsh Warrior. He's a pro wrestler, WWE. He's been a TNA superstar. He might have a familiar face to some of you guys. We're going to look up Rob Terry this weekend. I'm sure you're going to hear his name a lot. And that takes us into, let's talk about one more guy, Sammy Sisk. There's another guy I want to touch on, because here's a guy who should be competing as a pro, and it's almost not fair to all the amateurs out there that Sammy Sisk is not competing as a pro. I'm not sure why it is he doesn't want to take on a pro card because he's earned the pro card many times, but he makes it harder for other amateurs to get their pro card as long as he stays in the amateur division. And here he is once again staying in the amateur division. So what's your take on that, Miss?
Yep. Sammy Sis has been with us from the beginning. So, you know, he does this for the fun of the sport and to keep himself, you know, healthy. And so I think going for that pro card might take the fun out of it and just kind of start playing those mind tricks on him to where, you know, he consistently stays in tip-top shape and consistently eats healthy all the time. So, you know, it's not – I guess his goal is never to have – you know, to turn pro. It's just to do what he's doing. And, you know, he's in the open men bodybuilding, so he is a grand masters. So he's going to, you know, participate with them. He is 60 years old. But what it's going to come down to, you know, at the Natural Olympia for sure is just, you know, your conditioning, your posing, your, you know, presence on stage, making sure you have all those, you know, bells and whistles tightened up and, you know, presenting the best that you can.
Definitely. And you mentioned posing. Competitors, if you're listening to this, make sure you don't lose the show because of your posing. Make sure you still got a few days. Make sure you have a coach go over your posing with you. I've seen shows won and lost all because your posing was off. You need to know how to hide your flaws, how to show your strengths while you're on stage. I mean, you might have the best physique at home. You might even have the best physique in the gym. You might even have the best physique behind backstage in the pump-up room. You might even have the best physique on stage. But if you don't know how to pose while you're in front of the judges and you don't hold your poses the way you're supposed to, it just might cost you a placing. So make sure you go for the posing. And also your color, too. Make sure you guys don't come in here looking like White Houses. Make sure you guys get some color on you so you don't disappear under those stage lights. So, David Beal, that's a message to you. If you're paying attention, I know Lee's going to be doing your color this weekend. But a guy that I'm excited about, I don't know how much competition he's going to have this weekend, but he's a teenager who's up and on the rise. Whether there's one person in this class or 10 competitors in this class, Noah Erickson is a teenager to reckon with, and you're going to see him on stage this weekend at the Natural Olympia. So what's your take on the teenagers this year, Denise?
Yeah, you know what? We don't have too much presence for our teen men at this kind of show, but I'm definitely glad that Eric's going to be there to step – or I'm sorry, Noah's going to be there to step up on stage and represent for teen bodybuilding. You know, it just gives, I think, that many more teenagers that kind of incentive to jump up on stage. Last weekend we had quite a few teen bodybuilders on stage as well, so in junior men. So, you know, it's good to have role models like that to show – the teenagers that it's possible and you can do it naturally and you can make it to the global stage.
Yeah, well, it's always hit or miss with those teenagers, but the Minnesota Mayhem, he was in a full, tough class of five teenagers, and he came out on top in dominant fashion, too. So look for Noah Erickson to make a name for himself, and it all starts this weekend at the 20th anniversary of the Natural Olympia. So let's get into the pros now. There's a lot of pros. I don't know how many competitors we got in the show total, but it looks like another successful showing here at the National Olympia. One class I'm excited about is this Professional Angels class. I think it's a show, it's a division that could really grow, and it gets my attention. I just think it's an entertaining class in and of itself. So let's talk about the Angels category and how that's growing nowadays.
Yep, that's definitely growing. We have a lot of actually amateur Angels right now than we do pro Angels, but super excited for that. Everybody gets really creative with their outfits, and, you know, it's definitely nice to look at better than it is a Victoria's Secret Angel because they have muscle on them and, you know, they can definitely flaunt it all and wear it well, so it's nice to see that on stage.
Yeah, and if you listeners don't quite know what I'm talking about with this Angels category, imagine you've probably seen pictures or videos of those Victoria's Secret competitions where they wear those wings on their backs. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here at the National Olympia. We have a class dedicated to that. These girls come out basically looking like figure competitors with wings on their back, and it's just pretty cool to check out, and it's just a fun class. And there's a class for everybody in the PNBA, INBA, Natural O. No matter what you are, what level of fitness you're in, there's a class for everybody, and Angels doesn't stop short of that. And let's talk about what else we got going on. We got the classic figure taking place again. So you got that's the One Piece suit. Tenneke Heineman just won her Class of the World Cup. And a lot of people think that, you know, since you're covering up your stomach, it's just not that tough. It's not that big of a deal. You know, so they're like, well, but you're covering your stomach up. But really, you almost have to have a better stomach in figure classic because of the way when you wear that one-piece suit, it's got to come down to give you that V-taper look in the waist. And if you don't have a good stomach, the suit's not even going to look that great on you. Isn't that about an accurate assessment?
Most definitely. I agree 100%. It's such a classy category, and it's coming back as well. A lot of the women do like to wear that one piece, and like you said, it does accentuate, you know, the waist and the V-taper. So it's definitely a very classy category for the women to compete in.
Okay, and what about, so we got the bikini girls taking place now. So we got pro bikini. From the sounds of it, it looks like Nicole Castiglione and then, what's her name, Ina Todorova are the top two going in on paper anyway. What has Ina done in the past? I know she's won. I've seen her on the poster. What shows has she won? And tell us a little about her that we don't already know.
She is from Canada, and she actually competed in the Philip Ricardo Legends and won that. So she's going to be representing Canada. And then you have Nicole Castiglione, who just won the World Cup and who actually came second to Virginia last year at the Natural Olympia. So we'll see how that goes for this pro bikini class. We have a couple of other people. Agnes Cole is going to be stepping into the pro category, and Jessica Ostrowski, who I guess just won the Yorton Cup. She came to the World Cup, and then she's also coming to the Natural Olympia. So definitely a lot of good athletes in the Professional Bikini Diva Open.
Okay, well, that's quite interesting. So we got the Philip Ricardo Legends winner versus the World Cup winner of this year. And last year, Nicole took second place right behind Virginia, so you know she's hungry because she got close last year and fell short just by a little bit. But those are the two to look for in pro bikini at the Natural Olympia this coming weekend. Now let's look at the pro figure open categories. That's a stacked class. I mean, looks like there's a lot of girls in this class. The name of Tenneke's in this class, and Tenneke's won one in the past. We also got Veronica Maloy, of course, who certainly can do some damage, and she's got such good stage presence. I mean, she's going to be tough to beat as it is. But there's a few girls in here that have a shot. Who do you think those girls are?
You know what? There's Candace Mannion from the Bay Area, who has been just bringing it in real hard, good conditioning. You'll see her on stage. She's just full of muscle and a really, really great physique. And then you have, Ariana Parlett's going to be there. Hillary Grant's going to be coming up, and she's going to be in that category. She's actually done quite a few shows this year and has definitely transformed her physique and just actually won the Arizona Shredder. So she's going to probably give the ladies a run for their money. This is going to be a tough, tough category and real exciting category to watch go down. So
hopefully
everybody stays tuned and watches it on the live stream that we're going to be having on YouTube. It's the IMBA Global PMBA Elite channel that we have. The link will be up within the next few days, so just keep your eyes peeled on our social media for that.
Yeah, so make sure when you guys go to YouTube, go to the search engine box and type in IMBA Global PNBA Elite, and you'll be looking for the links on our Facebook page as well. So IMBA Global, PNBA Elite, search engine box, YouTube, you can't miss it. And I'm going to have some Facebook Live videos going on myself. And Ariana Parlett, I'm glad to see her because I think she took a break. I haven't seen her compete in a little while. But right when she burst onto the scene, I mean, you know, she was a lifer out of the gate. She's actually, in the short time she's been around, she's already part of the global family as it is because she's not going nowhere, and you see her every single time at the Natural O, and you can just feel that she's part of the family. But it's going to be good to see her on stage, and because when she first came out, I said she was one to watch. So hopefully this coming weekend, she's going to help me back that statement up, and I can go back to what I said a few years ago as to looking out for Ariana Parlett. So look for her to do some damage as well.
Yep. We also have Sarah Taylor, who just won the World Cup this past weekend. She's, you know, going to be going against a couple of the same ladies, Tenneke and Veronica. And you also have Angela Wiseman from Australia, who's probably going to give the ladies a run for their money as well. So this is a tough division. And like I said, you don't want to miss it. So.
Yeah, and a lot of these competitors, when they come all the way from Australia, they don't come here just for one class. They want to make sure they get their money's worth. So they typically cross over into many other classes. Like you just mentioned Sarah Taylor. Well, not only is she in professional figure, she's also in professional women's physique, which is also a pretty stacked class as it is.
Yeah.
Sarah looks to be like the tough one to beat there. A couple of the names, you know, like Angela Wiseman. They're mainly, I think, every single person in this class is from Australia.
Yep, you have Karen Shear, who won it last year.
Yeah.
And then you have Marnie Rosen, who just competed this past weekend. Heather McGiven, Belinda Hunt, Kylie Burnett. So, yeah, it's a full class. Actually, yep, it's all Australia. So this is going to be really cool to see.
Yeah, and somebody I wanted to mention in the Professional Bikini Divas Open is Tony Bradiger. She's out of the – she just won a clean sweep at the Minnesota Mayhem. It was a pretty close overall. She ended up winning the overall, and I was on that judging panel. In the end, I didn't give her the win. However, it was such a close call, and I knew she was going to be a good pro. We're going to see how ready for the pro ranks she is this weekend. I mean, she already looked like a pro at the Minnesota Mayhem. That's easy to say when you're up against a bunch of really amateurs and you clean sweep the show. But now Tony's going to be on stage with other pros who have also swept their respective shows from their states and countries. So it's going to be interesting to see where she finishes among some of the greats, because she's going to have Tiglione in her class and some of the other names we mentioned before, like Nina Todorova. And we'll see where Tony Bradiger stands. But look for Tony to have a pretty strong finish. And looks like she might be able to crack the top five. I'm not going to call a top two or three finish for Tony, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tony finished right around the fifth place spot somewhere. So we're going to look out for that to take place. We got five mixed pairs. That's unheard of. You don't see mixed pairs in many bodybuilding shows, and I'm more of an old-school bodybuilding fan myself. I remember watching mixed pairs back in the 80s on ESPN. Well, the PNBA still has mixed pairs, not only just one or two, they have five mixed pairs in their categories. That's pretty cool. They got that division to grow, wouldn't you say?
Yep, it's nice to have seen this many mixed pairs. Everybody puts together a really great routine, very entertaining, and it's just nice to see how each athlete complements each other with their physique. So they usually get real creative, and looking forward to seeing them on stage as well.
Yeah, and then, of course, professional male sport model. Got a handful of guys in that class, and Truman Ward is the name that stands out. He's always tough to beat.
Yeah,
so
I think this is his,
four
time. He's going for the four time, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can make that happen. It's a pretty decent class, so it's all about presentation and your speech and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah, well, we know Truman Ward's going to have the speech part down. That's no problem for him. Yeah, nonetheless, we got professional classic physique taking place. Now, we got some names, like Brandon Lirio. We know he's going to be great. Typically, you would think he would be the guy to beat. You got David Beal coming out of the Minnesota Mayhem to compete against Brandon Lirio. And I think that's going to be a pretty good matchup, David Beal versus Brandon Lirio. But Rob Terry's in professional classic physique, too. So Rob Terry's looking to compete all across the board, which I think, it's, you know, when you compete in that many classes, it's like, man, what if you miss your peak for one of the classes? You might hit your peak for the wrong class or something. But nonetheless, Rob Terry is going to be in there trying to battle it out for the classic physique title. Now, wouldn't you think that Rob Terry is pretty massive, almost too massive for classic physique. What's your take on that, Denise?
In classic physique, they judge on two different things. They judge on your posing routine and then obviously your mandatory poses and your comparisons. So it just depends on who can nail those classic physique poses, who has a really good posing routine, and just who presents themselves well.
Yeah. You know, and one quick thing, I mean, I've been showing people pictures of this Rob Terry guy, and right away, right when they see this guy, they all say steroids. Well, you know what? Rob Terry did a clean sweep at the Team USA. He was drug tested, and he passed all of his tests. And that's right, isn't it, Denise? He passed his test at Team USA.
Yep, that's 100% true.
And,
And when you see him, he is a huge man. He's 6'4". He does have a lot of muscle on him, and, you know, he's mature, so he's been working out for a long time. And, you know, he does know how to present himself, and he does know how to make himself look bigger. You know, I've spoken with other professional athletes, and it's all how you trick, you know, you have the illusion on stage of making yourself look bigger. He's pretty good at that. So it does need to be taken into account. But yeah, he did do a clean sweep at Team USA, and he came back all clean. So we're happy about that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of competitors might say, oh, you can't get that big without steroids or whatever. But you know what? You got to give a competitor the benefit of the doubt until he fails a drug test. And Rob Terry did not fail a drug test. So think what you want. But he's clean, he's natural, and that's why he's in the Natural Olympia. And most guys, you would think, wouldn't even think about competing in the Natural Olympia unless you were clean, because you know there's a Hall of Shame out there. You know if you fail a test, then we're going to put you on the Hall of Shame. So most guys, you would think, would have the common sense not to do it. But nonetheless, Robert Terry passed the test, so there's no doubt there that he's natural. And that's why you got some of the best natural bodybuilders on the planet coming to Las Vegas this coming weekend. So let's talk about some more pros. We'll get back to bodybuilding in a second here, but I got a there's a little standoff taking place here in the men's physique pro class, because you got John Tsui, who I think is, I mean, I don't think he placed very high last year, but he's bringing the best conditioning he's ever brought to the stage this year. I mean, it's the best he's ever looked. It might have came in a little flat, but I think he's trying to peak for the Natural Olympia. He got beat up by James Walker recently, so John Tsui and James Walker are going to see each other again this coming weekend, but Daniel Ziegler is another guy you're going to look up for, along with William Long. So those four guys right there, I think you're going to be in a dogfight, and you can even throw Josh Sinclair's name in there as well. Those five guys right there, and it's just going to be a tough class to judge, and I'm going to be glad to have a front seat. What's your take on what the outcome could possibly be in pro men's physique?
It's going to be a tremendous battle. Super excited about this class, too. You know, I'm just going to say my opinion. It's going to be between Daniel, William, and I don't know. I'm thinking James might be in there, but if he can come in conditioned, that's what it's going to take for the win. So I'm still putting up my Daniel Ziegler and William to be, like, the top, but we'll see. It's going to be thick and shredded, so...
Yeah, I would think Daniel Ziegler is the favorite going in, so we shall see. We only got a few minutes left, and we're going to keep you guys updated with what's going on with the show this coming weekend, so stay tuned to my Facebook page. Just look up Mike Newman, N-E-U-M-A-N-N. Look up my Facebook page. I'll have some videos for you guys. Real quick, we'll cover the pros. I mean, you got guys like Chad Martin's in there. There's a guy. When I say global family, I'm talking about guys like Chad Martin, because Chad doesn't really miss a beat, but he's in the professional men's category. Now, before, you could say Michael Waddington could just walk away with another win, but don't forget, last year, I was on the judging panel. I actually had Justin beating Michael Waddington last year, and so did Philip Ricardo Jr. However, Michael Waddington had enough votes to get the win, so those two guys are the names that stand out, but Rob Terry's also in this class as well. So I would be on the lookout for Rob Terry to give Michael Waddington and Justin Figueroa a run for their money. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, Michael's defending his title, his win from last year, and Justin just won the World Cup this past weekend. And you also have Brian McFarlane from New Zealand that took the win over Tim Martin. So, you know, it's going to be a tough class, and, you know, you're going to have Paul Spangel jumping in there and David Larson. And so it's going to be another fabulous class of pros. Definitely don't want to miss it. Like I said, the YouTube is going to be on for both Friday night and Saturday night. So if you can't make it to the event, make sure you're watching it on YouTube.
Yeah. Make sure you guys go to the search engine box on YouTube, type in INBA Global, PNBA Elite, and that's how you can follow along with what's going on this weekend. We have less than a minute to go. That takes us to Sunday, the Hall of Fame inductees. Let's talk about that real quick before the show ends.
Yeah, so let's first start off with, we got you, Mike Newman. We're inducting you and all the crazy stuff that you've gone through the years and all the knowledge that you have about natural bodybuilding and of all the organizations. And, you know, you just really try your best to make sure that you get the right information out there to everybody. So we're super honored to be able to induct you. We have William Rigo, the European president of IMBA, that's going to be inducted. Tenika Heidman, she's been with us for years. She's going to be inducted. Mitai, the Asian president, is going to be inducted. Bryce Cleary is going to be inducted. And then Marco Addis is going to be inducted from Italy.
Perfect.
Loyalty
and
has its rewards. So.
Oh, it does. And they're all loyal to the PNBA. And let's see, another guy. Yeah, I'm going to touch on a few names here. I think we just ended the show here, Miss Denise, because I think time ran out, so I'm not sure if we're on the air or not. However, you got the last inductee on just in time, so I think we'll be playing the show. And we can always have these podcasts. So if there's something you want to bring up, we could always just have another one at some point, whatever, especially when the season starts next year, which probably does a little bit more often.
Yeah, I think maybe we could talk about the testing for sure. You know, we've caught a lot of women this year, and you know, I think the thing is, WADA is, you know, the top notch, you know, company to use for when it comes down to drug testing. They test Olympic athletes, so people think they can pass by and they can get away with it, and they can't. And when people are coming to us and then they go and compete somewhere else where they're doing polygraph, it just clearly shows that polygraph is obsolete. So I think that'd be a really good show to have, you know, when you're ready. But that's what we're going to be announcing too, actually at the Natural Olympia, because we just had somebody that competed at the Yorton Cup who competed a few weeks before, who won the Yorton Cup, and her the test came back, you know, positive. So it's not good.
Well, that's going to be news. I'll be looking, and that's going to go in the Hall of Fame, so I'll be looking in the Hall of Fame for that one. But nonetheless, well, I'll tell you what, we can always put together an episode, but I think certainly when the bodybuilding season starts next year, we should probably talk about getting more podcasts up. I think you're a good host of the show because the way you can carry on the conversation and keep things moving, that's good.
If I need to work on anything, you know, I don't mind coming on the show and talking about things. I think it's just better for people to just get the knowledge out there. You know, you're super knowledgeable, so we both have, like, different dynamics, you know. I'm from the IMBA, you're just, you know, all around, and just want to get the word out on both ends. So I appreciate
that. Well, I'd like to highlight, like, everything, really, like even the Team USA, the World Cup, all the big PNBA shows next year. I'd like to, typically, I just highlight the Natural Olympia because that's almost the only pro show that I go to. But if you're at all these shows, you could kind of help give me some feedback and some notes on who to talk about and what to talk about and all that good stuff. And we'll
figure
it out. But when the time comes, we'll figure it out. And then this weekend, I'll talk to you more and we'll figure something out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because we're going to start the PNBA Elite World Tour, and that's going to be guaranteed prize money at every show for the largest divisions. So that's something that we're trying to bust out new for next year, just to grow the pro divisions, and that's going to entail some, you know, loyalty contracts, and they can obtain some points and earn more money. So if they still compete with us and they stay with us and they get to keep their points and earn more money, if they go and compete somewhere else, then they lose the points and they don't get to get the extra money. So I can go into that more with you, especially this weekend when we see each other. So plenty to talk about always.
Yes. Oh, it'll be on step. We'll sit down and talk at some point this weekend. So I
so
get
when
in
are
Thursday
getting
afternoon.
In? Okay.
So. Not
okay,
so
cool.
I think we land at 1:20 Vegas time.
So you'll be there for the
mixer's
mixer.
Not Thursday night. Oh, I'll be there. Yeah, I get there early Thursday, and then I'm not leaving until late Sunday at, like,
I don't know, 4
o'clock or something
like that.
And then when
is Leaf getting in?
I'm not sure. He didn't tell me what time he was getting in, but I'm assuming he's going to be there by Thursday night, knowing Leaf.
Okay.
But I'll give him a call and ask him. But, yeah, he's going to get there at some point Thursday, I believe. So,
cool
stuff, Denise. But either way, I'll talk to you when I get there, and we'll figure it all out, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good, Mike. See you soon.
Good talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye.